Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the very first Everton Fan Focus Reaction Podcast. My name's Mark Ellis, one half of the two Marks on the show. I also Mark the Blue on Twitter, and this is my first attempt at this, so forgive me if I sound nervous or in any way shaky or what have you, but this is my first go and hopefully it'll go well. Basically we're just giving a quick reaction to the week's goings on at Goodison Park and just giving our thoughts on what's been a very busy few days at Goodison, not less with in the transfer window and also with the big game against Tottenham coming up on Saturday. Everton looking to make inroads into the transfer market, which is a bit late in the day if you ask me. We needed to get these players in before, but I don't want to start off on a negative. I firmly believe that we're on the right track with the management and the ownership of the club. We just have to make sure that we get the players in that Koeman wants now to make us competitive this season. First of all, we start with Ashley Williams talking about his move from Swansea. I think this is an excellent move. I think Ashley Williams is exactly the type of defender that we need at the club. An organiser, someone who will have a word with players, G them up, give them a kick up the arse when they need to. A player who doesn't like to keep his mouth shut, but also a player in the peak of his powers in the position that he is, which arguably been one of the best centre-backs, you know, in the Premier League the last few years. Also had a great run with Wales in the Euros, and he's going to have the feel-good factor about that coming to Everton. I just think he's exactly the type of signing that we need. We have had to lose John Stones in sort of the process, which is, you know, we can't underplay this. We've lost a major talent to Man City, but it's obviously the case that the lad wanted to go to City. Makes it very difficult to keep him at the club. It does look like at the moment it's sell to buy, but I don't believe that will be the case come the end of the window. I think we're going to way outspend what we brought in with the sale of Stones. I think we'll keep hold of Lukaku. I know those are the two names that have been constantly linked with a move away from Goodison. But Stones, you know, Man City, they haven't got a finished article yet. They've got a player who has possibly the most potential the centre-back's ever had. But he's going to have to apply himself and really take on board what Guardiola's saying to him, I guess. But Everton have replaced potential with proven. I think Ashley Williams is just going to come in, slot right in. As soon as he's fit, he's got Premier League experience. He knows the game inside now. And like I say, he's been one of the best centre-backs of the Premier League the last two or three years. It's a really good signing, really shrewd signing. And for £9 million, it's an absolute steal, if you ask me. Proper like Dave Watson type centre back, where we've got someone who's going to organise and someone who's going to, you know, have a word with everyone. I know I've said that twice now, forgive me, but it's great signing. I'm very happy with the signing of Ashley Williams. Also chips in with a few goals as well, so maybe he can pose a threat from corners and free kicks if we can finally manage to get the delivery right on them things. also. But it's like, it's led to a few things. We've also heard of Phil Jagielka maybe going to Sunderland. Don't know whether it's part of like the Colney deal where Lamine Coney's coming over to Everton, hopefully. But I think with Jagielka, he's been a great player for us. I'm not too sure I'd commit to saying a great captain. I think we've had more vocal and sort of inspirational captains than Jags, but Jags is certainly, when he's in his best form, is certainly one of the most cultured centre backs and classy centre backs that we've had at the club. I think he's been a great servant for us, and you know, it looks like his time may be up a good so now. Injuries are starting to kick in, and the writing is on the wall when you start picking him up regular. I think hopefully, you know, if he moves on, he'll get a sustained run of games and show what a class player he is. But I think for now, his time looks up at Goodison. Not to say I'll be delighted if we keep hold of him. I think he'd be great backup. But I don't see him as a first-team starter anymore under Koeman. I think we've added Williams and also Coney, looks like. And I think he's possibly after another defender. Maybe by the sounds of it, he wants to go with a back three, in my opinion. But we'll see. Either way, I hope Jags has a better run this season wherever he's playing, because he certainly deserves to keep injury free. And we've also been linked with, God, how many, 12,000, maybe 15,000 players this summer, but few of them now have a bit more concrete behind them. We seem to be closing in on Yannick Bolasie, Crystal Palace winger. I think Bolasie would just be the type of player that we haven't had for such a long time. I know he's inconsistent, I know he drives people mad, and I know that, you know, he's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but for a player, you know, it's hugely exciting when he's on the ball and when he's in the mood. Let's hope he's in the mood, like the move to Everton maybe will force some consistency into his game. I don't know, but better coaches, better management, who knows. But it's certainly a player who you can see surging towards the Gladys Street over the halfway line, and the fans springing up. He's one of them players, I think, that's going to get fans on the edge of their seats. Certainly a talent, certainly, and if we can get him to play consistently, he can sort of be a modern day Kanchelskis for us. Maybe that's wishful thinking, but I think he's going to be a player who's going to excite us. Let's just hope we get that deal over the line and no more 3-week medicals, and then we haven't even agreed a fee and all that classic Everton stuff. Let's just get it done. Like I said before, Lamine Coney has been linked as well to the club. I don't know much about him except that I know he scored against us in that horror show last season, under Martin. There's so many horror shows, but that one stands out probably the most. Coney, apparently, according to Sunderland fans, and it's always, I think, a good gauge of a player is to see how the sort of his own fans react to the possibility of him leaving, and they're not too keen about it. They sort of put it, their survival down a lot down to sort of his form and the way he was playing within the team. And you know, that's I can't stand it and blag that I know a lot about Lamine Coney, because I don't. But I think, you know, obviously if Steve Walsh and Koeman have identified him as a player who can improve us, and that's what we need to do this season. We need to get that defensive solidity back so we can have a foundation to build up. Then I'm all for it. If we can get him in, that's fine. I think that's the point with Williams and Stones. A lot of people are saying we've lost Stones, but we've gained Williams, which you know, a lot of certainly like Liverpool fans are laughing at us, saying, oh, you know, we're sort of settling for second best or what have you. But I personally believe Koeman wants us to get into a position to then be able to sign. I know we're not going to do that by selling our best players, but sometimes you have to move star players on if they want to go. I think Williams is going to certainly propel us up the table, and players like that will help get us into a position where we can start to attract the right quality, better quality players, and the higher what fans are expecting this season. I think after the last two seasons where we finished 11th and performed pretty abysmally under Martinez, it was always going to be a tough ask to land the truly top names this summer. But players like Williams will help propel us up the table, which, you know, will make us more attractive, certainly, to other players. I think Coney, all for that. Hope he signs, certainly, yeah. But the one I really want, the one who's sort of lurking in the background, there's not too much being said, there's the odd rumour here and there,
The one I think, apart from a goalkeeper, obviously, which is needed, absolutely, is Juan Mata. That's the one for me that would sort of, you know, erase the selling of Stones, not in terms of, you know, what we've lost in Stones, but also, but I think to say that, you know, we are a club who's ambitious, we are a club who wants to compete with the very best, we are a club that is pointing upwards in terms of our ambition, we're not looking to drift. I think Juan Mata is that person, you know, really Peter Beardsley type of player in there, the door unlocker, a bit of class on the ball, someone who can spot a pass. And when you think of the likes of the players running off him, it'll be, you know, if we can get him in, Dalafoe, Balassi, even Morales, Barkley, Lukaku, if he stays and his mind's on the ball, you know, it's licensed to really tear a few arseholes up in that Premier League next season. And for me, that would represent the biggest signing of the summer if we got Juan Mata. Certainly hope we can get it in. And also a few other players. I know we've been linked with Rashid Gazelle from Lyon and stuff like that. Let's just hope that everything falls together. We managed to, you know, get over the weekend. We got a few, you know, injuries at the moment. Let's just hope we get past Tottenham and then sign a few more players and everything just looks a whole lot rosier. It's starting to look rosier now, certainly, than what it was a few weeks ago. Looking ahead to Spurs, that massive game, huge game. You can't beat that excitement of seeing the pitch for the first time. It's just such a thrill. It's never, like I tweeted before, it's never left me, that thrill of going, you know, when you walk through the concourse up to the stairs and see that pitch for the first time. That buzz can never be matched or replaced. It's just something that I've had since, everyone, I guess, has had since they've gone to the game. Just a fabulous, exciting feeling that you get. Let's just, and feels like there's a world of possibilities open to us this season, and let's just hope our dreams come true on that very pitch. Going to be fantastic game against Spurs. Let's hope the sun's shining. It's a sheer type of weather. Everyone's drinking on the streets, having a laugh. I'll certainly will be, come rain or shine, but also, you know, Spurs are going to represent a very tough game. They haven't had many changes to the squads. They've still got that very tight, very impressive unit that they had under Pochettino last season. They've added Janssen, I know, and also Wanyama from Tottenham, but not a lot of changes at White Hart Lane. And they're going to be a very tough test, but also represents a massive opportunity for us to start the season in such a positive fashion. If we can beat them, which we can, certainly with injuries and not with the players that Koeman certainly wants today, with his quote that the 11 that start on Saturday will probably not be the 11 that starts in a few weeks' time. I think he knows he's well short of what he wants in that squad. Then to beat Tottenham would be a huge plus for us at the start of the season. I just hope we can do it, and I think we can. The crowd are going to be re-energised. There's no more brown shoes on the touchline. There's a guy who knows what he's doing. There's a guy who's not just happy, and he's not going to reward mediocrity, you know, with regular starting places. He's going to galvanise the team, hopefully, and, you know, his early plans for us can start to come to fruition against Tottenham Hotspur. Let's hope. And I hope everyone has a great start to the season, and let's just hope that we can get what we need to get done in the transfer market and start and end the window positive on the pitch and off the pitch. But that's all for me today. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.